Good morning, everybody. This is Sandra again from Ferrocarril Dreaming Podcast. My guest today is Raquel Abrantes. She's the operational manager at Hotel Rura Brescia di Mar. This hotel is also part of Ferrocarril Dream, so if you want a workation, you can also stay here. Well, I'm here with Raquel, and this is a new built hotel located in Ferrocarril between the countryside and the sea. And it brings together the best you can expect from a Portuguese rural hotel. It's very warm and friendly and a familiar atmosphere, very comfortable and very close to the beach. So it has everything to make your stay here a wonderful stay. So Raquel, can you tell me something more about yourself and why you work here especially?
Yes, of course. Well, good morning. Thank you for this opportunity.
Yes.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah.
To be here.
Yeah.
I'm 43 years old. I'm a mother of three kids, so a boy with 14, a mid girl with 8, and a little one that today she turns to 5.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. So it's a very special day for
yeah.
me and for her as well.
Yeah.
I live in Carvoeiro since I remember, but I'm from Lisbon.
Okay.
But once my mother came to Algarve for holiday, but she never came back.
Okay.
So she stayed.
She fell in love with the Algarve.
Exactly. Yeah. And the same reason I fall in love with this nice location here in Ferragudo and yeah. working in this hotel as an operation manager. I joined to this project about a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I started when it was only building construction. So my input it's here since the beginning regarding all the procedures in terms of operations.
Yeah, and the work has changed, of course, because now it's finished.
Yes, it's a change a little bit, but mm-hmm. now it's coming more challenge because now you have the power of doing the training to your teams and try to fit everything in our guests' needs.
Yeah.
And every day is a different day in this hotel.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So, of course, we had a wonderful summer period, full house most of the days,
nice.
But now it's getting quiet, and
yeah.
that's the time that we have to do more improvements, to do some training to the teams.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they need to go on holiday and so on.
So
it's quiet in terms of guests, but it's busy in terms of operation.
Yeah, to start off 2023 in a good way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Actually, we are going to end 22 with a big party
yeah.
in one of our restaurants. So it will be a three-course menu with entertainment. So we are expecting a lot of reservations coming over.
Nice. Yeah.
And then 23 will be the year that we have already some knowledge as the first year. And we will do better and better. That's
yeah,
what
yeah.
we are looking for.
I know you will. I know you will. And more about you personally, because you're a mother. You just
yes.
told.
Well.
Yeah. And how do they feel that you, because you have, you make long hours
yeah,
per
well,
day.
I always try to get the balance between my professional and my life yeah. At home. So
yeah.
mother of three, in the morning starts with a lot of stress.
Yeah, I can imagine, yeah.
So get ready, go to school, prepare all the meals and so on. But I'm very well organized in terms of timings, and they also help me
yeah.
because they know that if mommy will be stressed with them, then it will be stress for the day and it's not,
not
good
nice,
at all.
No.
No. But of course I have my husband that also helps me a lot
yeah, yeah.
And my family, my
yeah.
my mother and my father, they help me a lot with the kids, especially pick up them at school and
yeah.
go them to the activities and,
oh, that's very important yeah.
yeah. And then I can be more concentrate on my day work here at the hotel
yeah.
But the good thing is when I get home I forgot this and
you're home yeah
I'm home, I'm 100% with them,
so the balance is good between
yes.
work work and personal life.
Yeah, and it needs to be.
Yeah,
and
it needs to be. Otherwise, you cannot do your work. I think.
And yeah. I'm glad to know that I find that balance, and I'm really I try to respect what is my time here and when is my time with my family.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a friend and a client, and she always says, respect the time.
Respect the time is very important in nowadays, because otherwise you will be...
You just run and go and...
And then you will be a slave of the time.
Yeah, so. That's true. That's really important. So you work here now, and what's the story behind this choice? Because you have a background in hospitality, I think?
Yes, it's true. Yeah, I took my degree in tourism, then my master degree in hotel business. Mm-hmm. Before I was working for TAP, but then I decided I have to change to hotel business, because after I took my degree in hotel business, that's really what I want to do. So dealing with the guests, my background was also in sales and marketing, so I did a lot of promotion for other countries, and this is a business between people, so I really identify myself with this kind of job, and now being part of the operations gives me the other knowledge of the coin, that of course I need to prepare everything for the arrival of the guests, but also have the teams very well orientated to give the most pleasant experience when they are here with us.
I think you give the guest something that you as a guest would like to be received.
Exactly. And in nowadays what they are looking is to be or be in a place that it's authentic. They don't want a lot of flowers and so on. They want the normal.
Yeah, but
they
true.
Want to be. Yeah. They want to be treated as a true guest.
Yeah.
And special here, my team is very orientated for them. Yeah. So they know the name of all the guests. They know exactly what time they will arrive, what they have asked for, because we also ask for that. If they want to have a special need upon arrival. So we try to go to every deep detail so they feel with a warm welcome.
And do the people get a special training for that? Or you look for people who has that hospitality gen, I think, in them?
Well, that will be wonderful if I could find them right on the way.
I know it's difficult.
But it's a hard work, and it's an ongoing work with the teams on that. So that's one of the procedures that I have implement here. So when they arrive as a first experience, most of them is the first time they are working for hospitality. And I try to give them all these kind of inputs.
Okay.
So they know since the beginning how they need to follow.
Yeah.
Of course, I have a really good manager at a reception that also helped me to give that orientation and keep the team respecting those procedures. But most of them, when people start to see that with these little things, guests get really happy.
Yeah.
Then they start, that's part of my job. I'm doing something special.
Yeah.
So let's keep on doing.
Yeah.
And it's nice to see
that
they also get engaged with the guests on that way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And do you have now a solid team here or still looking for...
Still looking more for the what we call the food and beverage department. So we have four outlets, two restaurants and two bars. So that's the...
Is it difficult to get good people?
It's difficult to get good people.
Yeah.
And especially people that respect the... as a teamwork.
Yeah. And why is that, you think? Is that because of the... the environment here in Portugal, or the political side of it, or
I think that at this moment working for hospitality industry, you really need to like because it's not a very well paid job.
Yeah.
And this is why, because the taxes as a company to give a job are very, very high.
Okay.
So for one employee, you pay three times what they get.
What they get. Oh.
So it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. And people, well, they realized that during the COVID, they were able to find quality time with their own.
Yeah.
So working for the industry, you don't have Christmas, you don't have New Year.
Yeah, of course.
It's difficult to have summer holidays because it's during the summer that you need to work.
Yeah. And so you really need to want this to be in this kind of work.
Exactly, exactly. And the companies, they need to be prepared to pay for that.
Yeah.
So if you don't pay, they will not show up.
Yeah.
If they don't show up, then you don't have the service.
Yeah.
So it's like a cycle.
Yeah.
And one of the steps that should come over is the government need to change completely the way that they charge to the companies for these big extra fees that they
need
to pay.
And is that something that's going to happen in the near future, or does that take a long time?
I think that right now they are realized that how difficult was this this summer, and how this can be a damage for the destination.
Yeah,
in a short time.
Yeah,
so they need to work now deeply to this problem and try to solve it straight away.
Yeah.
Otherwise, Portugal was already a very well destination for the World Travel Awards, for the European World Travel Awards, as a great destination in terms of service, and we may start to lose that to other countries.
That would be a shame.
And that will be a shame, especially here in Algarve. Yeah. Yes, but this is a problem all over.
It is.
The regions, not only Algarve, but go to Lisbon, if you go to north of Portugal, even to Alentejo now, that is coming a very well-known region of Portugal. It's a worldwide problem.
It is a worldwide problem. Yes, I know. Yeah, I come from the Netherlands, and there we have, I think we have the same problem to get good people there, and maybe it's not as here with the taxes, but I don't know exactly, but I hope that next year that the government will start to change that.
I think companies are looking forward for that change.
But also the wages, of course, because people want to work. I think in deep down they want to work, but they also want to live, because
that's the thing. It's not only a work life, but also have the balance.
Yeah, the balance is
between
really important
and work.
It's really important. Well, quite difficult. It's more difficult than I expected it would be.
Yeah, and we are really in the front of the big the big problem is in our hands.
Yeah.
But it seems that we are locked and we cannot do it.
Yeah. But it's solvable. You can solve it.
Yeah.
But you have to take, I think, drastic measures.
Exactly.
Or more drastic measures than it's been done than the last couple of years.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, fingers crossed.
Exactly.
So how do you see your future for the next 10 years, or the next 2 years, sorry, 10 is a bit much.
Yeah.
As a person, as a wife, as a mother, as a woman, and as an entrepreneur.
Yeah, well, to be very honest, in about 2 years' time, I would like to have my own business.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to have my own company and give my knowledge of my contribute in terms of hotel strategy.
Yeah.
So
more an advisor, consultant.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Of course, I will be always, I will have always Brícia in my heart.
Yeah.
And I can also do consulting to Brícia.
Of course, yeah.
Why not? But my idea is to give that step.
Yeah.
And maybe you can help me later. How to organize my ideas. So
of course, I will be delighted to do
that. So that can happen. And of course, as a mother and a wife, I want to see my children growing in a nice place as Algarve.
Yeah.
This is the better place to have children and to educate them.
Yeah.
It's safe, you have nice people around, you have good opportunity to develop the education here.
Yeah.
You have international school, you have local schools, but at the really end, what matters is, of course, this nice energy that we have around us.
True. Yeah. And do your children already know what they want to be when they grow up?
Well, the older one, he wants to be a pilot.
All right.
So he's studying hard for that. Yeah. The mid one, she wants to be a dancer.
Okay.
So she's already She's already a ballet dancer. And the little one, she told me about 2-3 days that she wants to be a doctor.
Oh, okay. That changes sometimes.
Oh, of course. She's only 5 today, so I hope it changes.
Yeah.
And she can dream a lot before she decides.
Yeah.
Actually, all of them.
Yeah. 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 But that's the way they grow up.
Exactly. Yeah. It's all about dream.
Yeah, because you want to give them the best also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's important for them to have those different experiences when they are growing.
Yeah.
So they can really identify, okay, like mommy did.
Yeah.
So, of course, living in Algarve and studying in Algarve gives you already like a view of maybe hotel business will be fine for me, so we have so many tourists here.
Why not? Yeah, it's obvious, of course.
But of course, they see that sometimes it's hard. It's hard to have mommy at home, so maybe they don't want them.
No, of course. But if you want to start a business for yourself, how do you think your balance will be like then? Because now you have found a balance between your work and your private life. Mm-hmm. And then if you are an entrepreneur, like a consultant, how do you find your balance then? Because that's quite different.
Yeah, that will be quite difficult because then
it's
it's a challenge because I have to run for the business.
Yeah.
But also gives me the opportunity to work exactly with the properties that I really identify with.
Yeah.
So I really like small properties with a great location here in Central Algarve. So my idea is to start looking for those and see the needs.
Okay.
And get in contact with the managers there, present my work, how do I extract my work. So it's one of the steps that I really need to start thinking and put on the paper and move on.
Yeah. Well, that's the most important thing. If you know in your head that you really want that, then you have all put everything on paper so that you can feel it also.
Yes.
Because that's what I always say. If you want something and you know in your head that you really want it, then you have to make sure that your heart is coming too.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Because otherwise, if you don't believe it, then it won't work.
Yeah, just give up.
Yeah.
But I'm keen about that. So I know that I have to feel, and I know that the right time will come up.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of a click.
Yeah, of course. And the right time will come. Mm-hmm. You will feel it when it's there. Yeah. Yeah. And coming back here to the hotel, to Bricia du Mar. It has quite a long history, has it? Is it for the owners? Because they decided to build this and first it was just for their friends and their family, I think.
Exactly. Yeah. So the owner of the property is Signor Boto.
Mm-hmm.
He's a local. He's from Ferragudo.
Yeah.
He's a very authentic person. And he decided to build this hotel, as you said in the beginning, for the friends and people coming.
Yeah.
But now he realized that, wow, why should I do it this more on the professional way?
Yeah.
So let's do it in a proper hotel.
Yeah.
And he's very, very glad with he did
with the results,
here.
Yeah.
And he did everything with the heart.
Yeah.
He's passionate for every detail that you see here.
Yeah.
Of course, I gave my inputs, but everything that you see was decided also with him.
Yeah. So he has no background in hospitality.
No background
in
hospitality.
So that's where you came in.
That's where I came in to give the support.
Yeah.
And again, I think we did it very, very well.
You
we
did.
Can see it for the nice comments we have
all
over. So we had guests coming from UK, from Netherlands, from France, from Germany, Portuguese, Spanish. Yeah. So all of them, they were really, really happy to stay with us. And they all say, great service, great people, great decor, everything in here we feel as home.
Yeah, and it's a high standard also.
And in terms of service, I also think that we are very, very complete. So a part of the accommodations, which are studios and hotel rooms. Yeah. We also have the restaurants, the gym, the spa. And the good thing, everything is open for the locals.
Yeah.
It's not only for hotel guests, but also for outside.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that since the beginning was part of the concept of this hotel here. So the owner, Senor Boto, and his son Miguel, they designed the hotel in a paper, and they took about 2 years doing everything themselves, and then it came to this nice property that you see.
And do they still are they still involved here in the in the runnings of the hotel?
Yes, every day on the daily tasks they are involved. They want to know every single thing. They still have more things to develop. They have other projects coming over. So I think next year will be the year that they will start another hotel very close to Brícia do Mar.
Oh, okay. So they really, they're really enthusiastic about the hospitality.
They are because they saw how it went so nice, and they want to extend and make more investments in in this area.
But that will be different from Brícia do Mar. Or an extension of Brícia do Mar?
I would say that will be like an extension.
Okay.
In a different concept. More individual accommodations with their own pool. So maybe high-end luxury would
be... So maybe more another kind of public, maybe.
I think we'll be more focused on families.
Yeah, okay.
The next one.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you said you can use all the facilities here also when you're outside or when you are local or when you are here in another location, like in an Airbnb that doesn't have often a swimming pool or something. Can people also come here and use the swimming pool and the restaurant and stuff? Or
The pool is the only place that they cannot use.
It's just for the guests.
It's only for the guests.
Yeah.
But they can use the spa, the gym, the restaurant. We have menus of the day during the lunchtime. Yeah. We have a la carte option for the dinner.
Yeah.
Then we have o rústico, more for events, for weddings, for baptisms, for special occasions.
Yeah.
And next year for sure the rooftop will open.
Yes, I'm very excited about that.
So sunsets will be our concept for that bar on the top, and sunsets with wines and with cocktails. So get prepared because a lot of things will come up
I will put it in my calendar.
Yes.
And are there a lot of people, like locals, are they using the facilities, the spa and the gym and
stuff? They are, especially the gym now, because you know people want to get fit.
I think it's one of the best here in the region.
We are talking about 300 square meters of indoor facilities. There's a lot of cardio option, and a part of that we also have the yoga and Pilates classes. They can also join, and there's a full program depending how often they want to come and enjoy. They can do on a weekly, on a monthly, year, or even
very
if
flexible.
They just want to come once, they can do it. And it's very I would say in terms of service, you can just park your car in front. You have no problems parking around.
Yeah.
Then you go down. You have our personal trainer, Roberto, available to give you all the support. You also can have a consultation for nutrition. So I think that for the ones that
it's a very full program.
It is. Yeah, and it's getting a success right now.
Yeah, I think so, because I see on Facebook or on social media, I see people and they're walking out of the gym and they're taking a picture or making a small movie.
Exactly, saying I did it.
Already. I can relate to that. So we're almost at the end of our podcast. And have you have something to add? Something, maybe something inspiring for our listeners to say, or something to tell about Brícia do Mar?
Well, definitely I went to Brícia do Mar, be a reference in Ferragudo hospitality, and of course Algarve coastline, because it's a very nice hotel with a great location. I feel very, very pleasant to be part of this project and have my name involved in this place here.
Yeah.
And my contribute is to see in about 5-10 years, whatever, that you come here and you can still feel that Raquel left something.
You feel your personal touch.
Yeah, left something. Could be in a piece of decor, could be in the service, could be just a name to remember.
But
it will be very, very nice to hear that Raquel was involved in this project since the beginning. So it's like my baby out of home.
Yeah. Well, very nice, very nice. And I sure think that they will remember you and your personal touch and what you brought here also.
I hope so.
And for a couple of years to come.
Yeah,
of
I
course.
Hope so.
Yeah.
And I always try to do my best and be engaged with the project. My contribute in terms of professional wants to come up as always the first option. If sometimes doesn't happen, it's not because I don't want to, but it's part of the management that it's behind me, and I think it will take time. Sometimes people need to respect the time. I think time is one of the words that was always involved in our conversation today.
Time and balance. I think that was the key words.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So for them, it's always also a way of learning.
Yeah, of course.
With this project.
Yeah.
And the next one will be much better.
Yeah. Well, they learn from their mistakes also, because you always make mistakes when you do a project. Yeah.
Yeah, it's part of the human.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thanks a lot, Raquel. And Brícia do Mar is open all year. So you can come here and also get to learn Raquel, of course, and see what she has done and with the Botto family, of course, with this place. So please come and join us. In December, January, February, the weather is still nice. So, and you are very welcome to be here. So, well, thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope you liked it, and. Give your comments also on social media, and you can listen to the podcast on Spotify or through the website of Ferragudo Dreams. And the next one will be over in 1 week's time. So please follow us, and then we will maybe we'll speak to each other very soon. Ciao, ciao, bye.